Continues the Gemara Daf Dalad Omid Aleph, six lines from the bottom by the two dots. Ve'einoy mevi imoy nisochim. So the Goyin changes the girsa, and it reads as follows. Instead of ve'einoy mevi, it reads that lo'hevi imoy nisochim, meaning that we just finished saying that a Goy is allowed to bring an oiler, which is kuloy kolul, totally consumed on a mizbeach. Lo'hevi imoy nisochim, if he did not bring the libations and the nisochim that go together with the carbon, ve'hevi achakach nibur, afterwards, mekablin emenu, we accept it. It doesn't mean we don't accept it. We accept it even though it was brought separately. Now, even though now it's ready after the carbon, we still accept it. What do we do with this extra nesochim that we cannot use anymore because it's past the carbon? Umoysa nesochim loyle kli shogis inun. Meaning, the fact, the Gemara is asking Akasha, the fact that moysa nesochim the din is, anything that's left over from nesochim, we utilize to acquire kli shogis. So umoysa nesochim, this is not worse than moysa nesochim. If you're receiving the nesochim on their own, so umoysa nesochim, loyle kli shogis inun, they go for kli shogis. So ebezoi comes out, nimtze mevi, dover, mesuyim, or dover she'ena mesuyim. Question is how to read this. Is the kash on the shlokish? Rishlokish says that you're not mekabel from goyim, not a mesuyim, and not even an ena mesuyim. And over here, if the moysa nesochim is going to end up being the utilized for klishoris, so in Nimtza comes out shver and shlokish that you're utilizing the for the better kabayis for a dovish and a mesuyim, a kabal dovish and a mesuyim from them, not like a shlokish. That's the pashas that we're asking. We're asking kash and a shlokish. And that the Gemara says, and for the Gemara, Hasif. Hasif means he was Hasif. Hasif, Rabbi Yosi Barabun. Rabbi Yosi Barabun answered, Vahotaninon, meaning you're asking a kasha on Rishlokish, then how do you accept an oila? After all, it's going to end up being Moise Nesochim. It's going to end up being L'Klishores. And according to Rishlokish, you don't accept anything. Not even a Dovash and a Mesuyim. How do you accept this? So, Zokti Gemara, Hesiv Rabbi Yosi Barbun, he answers, Votaninon. According to you, meaning the Mishnah in Erechin that we mentioned, the Mishnah was a Machlokes Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya Shita is Ne'erochin. Ne'erochin, they're not Ma'arich. A goy can't be Ma'arich, but he's Ne'erochin. Someone else can give his value. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ve'orchin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the goy Ein Chanami cannot be Ne'erach through someone else. However, he could be Ma'arich. Orchin means he could be Ma'arich. The goy himself could be Ma'arich his value and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you're going to tell me that a goy is Ma'arich, so when he gives his Erech, loy lebedek habayis inun, ilamaisa, it goes to the Bedek Habayis. Now, at the end of the day, if it goes to the Bedek Habayis, hayim kabalit, it's not kula kolal, it's not going for a carbon. According to Rishlokish, you're not mekabel anything from the goyim. Not doesn't make a difference if it's mesuyim or not mesuyim. You can't be mekabel. Well, how do you mekabel the erich? According to Rabbi Yehuda, they marich themselves. It goes to the Bedek Habayis. So how you mekabel this? Elamai, what are you going to tell me? Heich madat omet hamon. What are you going to answer that l'shamayim u'miskaven? The goy is not giving for Bedek Habayis. He's miskaven to be makdish l'shem shamayim. U'me'elein em boyin l'Bedek Habayis. Because the din is that the erich goes to the Bedek Habayis. But that's not a problem to accept from him his erich, contributor, because you're not allowed to accept from him something that mitchila he wants to donate for Bedek Habayis. That we don't accept from him. Here is kavon is l'shem shamayim. He wants to be marach his value, his shavius, his erich. So he doesn't know what they're going to do with that. It ends up being it's going to Ladova. So that's not a chisaron. So the same thing, just like over there, we say it's not a chisaron. So Kain at Oma Afocha. So the same thing you're going to say over here with the Nesochim. The Moise Nesochim, even though it ends up going for Kleshoris, but that's not his intent. When he is makdish, the Nesochim, he's giving an oil and then the Nesochim afterwards, his intent is not to go for Bedek Habayis for Klei Shoris. He's giving the Shemayim. And ends up being, it goes to Klei Shoris. That's not a Chisorin. Zog the Gemara, Davdalad Amid Beis, Umeilein Ein Boyin, and Meilein it goes for Klei Shoris. And that is not something that's going to stop us from accepting from them the Nesochim. The Goyin is Goyis over here, Umeilein Ein Boyin L'Klei Shoris. That's the whole Nekuda. The Meilein it's going L'Klei Shoris. And Meile, that's not a Chisorin of taking Lebedek Habayis, because it's Me'elein, just like the Marichin of Rabbi Yehuda, it's Me'elein, it's going to end up going Lebedek Habayis, but L'Shem Shemayim Niskaven, indirectly he's going to end up going there without his original intent, that's not a chisaron of being mekabel from them. The same thing over here, when it comes to the mois and the sochim, even though it goes like the shoris, we accept from them the sochim with the oil, even if it was brought, after, if it was brought afterwards on its own, we accept it. Now there's different gersoris over here. We're going to go with the gerso how the goin is magia. He takes out the words ma'ovadlo. So the Gemara continues, Geshim ben lokish potalo. We had a machlekes on Omer Aleph, machlekes is shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's shita was, you're not mekabel from them, lebesoif, adover misuyim, but adover sheni misuyim, you are mekabel. Masha enken, your shlokish shita is, you're not mekabel, be mitchila, be misoif, be in dover misuyim, be dover sheni misuyim. So the Gemara explains now, where's the shlokish coming from? Where do you derive the shita from? He learned the shita from the following pasuk in Ezra. It says, "Loi lochem v'lonu livnois ba'is l'lekenu." Since it says, "Loi lonu v'loi lochem," nothing could be built on, that's coming from us. So that means you can't accept from them neither a mesuyim, neither a dovish, any mesuyim. It doesn't make a difference. There's nothing that we want to accept from them. Not betchila, not besoif. Be mesuyim and the any mesuyim. Pashas from this pasuk. Zok di Gemara, Reb Chizki Omar, Reb Simon Shaul. And the Taklan Chanitin says, by the way, Shaul is like I explained in the beginning of the Masechta. Shaul doesn't mean a baya, like a question, but Pirashti Beresh Mechiltin, Lishna the Shaul, that it just means a statement. In the Bismarish, I said a statement, do you agree to the statement? Reb Chizki Omar, Reb Simon Shaul, Reb Simon said the following statement, Me'ato ein mekablin mehen, meaning, La'ama samayim ulechoyme so'iu migdoloi seho. Now that we're saying that we don't accept from them anything, not betchila, not besoy, because of the pasuk of lo lachem v'lonu livnois ba'is alakenu, so we're not mekabel from them, even l'amas hamayim, even for the irrigation system, u'lachoy mesir migloy sel, even if it's merely for the walls of the city and the towers, Hashem shenemar, because it says in the pasuk v'lochem ein chelik. It says clearly in the pasuk v'lochem ein chelik, and the end of the pasuk is in Nehemia, v'lechem ein chelik utstoko v'zikon b'Yerushalayim. Any zikon in Yerushalayim, that means not even the choymes here, not the Migdal Eisel. And that is what comes out after we say that we don't accept from them, so in Mela we don't accept from them even for the choymes here. Now the next Gemara again, the goin is magia, and he goes straight after the parentheses. Not masnisa de Rameya, but rather my time de Rameya. What's the reason of Rameya? We had a yesodistic machlekes in the Mishnah, Rameya and the Chachomim. Remeya's shita was, the Mishnah said, there's a chiev of adding on a kalboin. A kalboin is a lashon of a kal, something kal, an additional surcharge. So when you come to a shulchani, and you shoykel al yodov ayat chaveroi, so that's a machlokes Remeya and Chachomim. If you shoykel, if you give a selah for yourself and for your friend, so chayev bekalbon echad. Chachomim shita is, there's one surcharge. The money changer takes the seller that you gave him al yodavayat chaveroi, an exchange that it has to be exchanged for two people, given by one person. So you have to add on one kalbin. Remeo ima base kalbinus. You have to add on two kalbinus. That's one machleik remein chachomim. Then the Mishnah continues. Hanoisin shekel. Someone gives a seller, not for someone else, for himself. So he wants to get one chatzi shekel back for change and want to give the machza shekel to the berakah bayis. So if he gives a sela v'noitel shekel, so again he's chayv tukal boynus. That's Remei Shita again, that you chayv tukal boynus. One for what you are receiving, chatzi shekel back, and for the same transaction that you're giving a chatzi shekel to the berakah bayis. And this is the Gemara is going to explain now, the Shita of Remei. Zog the Gemara, my time in the Rameya, that's a Goin's Gersh over here. My time in the Rameya, what's the reason of Rameya? Zog the Gemara, the Omer Rameya, the reason is as follows. Kishem sheshik loy teira, just like the etzem machza shekel, is a derais of the kedin. Meaning, because it says in the Pasuk, because they yitnu, so kach kelboinoi, the kalbin is also teira, is also a derais of the kedin. That means that in order to ensure that you're giving a kazeh yitnu, a matbeah shel eish, at Moshe Rabbeinu erloi, matbeah shel eish. So if you're going to give a regular machza shekel, there might be one minuscule millimeter scratch on that machza shekel. So it's lacking from the zeh yitnu. So in order to ensure you're not lacking from the zeh yitnu, you're moise vehechra, in the right sekedin, to make sure that you're giving the right amount. And that's shot in the hechren, there's an additional kalbin that you're giving. In the etzem machzah shekel, you have to add. It's irrelevant to the shulchani. I have a machzah shekel in my drawer. I'm not going to a shulchani. I have to be moitzev a kalbin too. Because just like the machzah shekel is the reiser, so to the hechra, this addition that you're adding on, the kalbin, is also the reiser, in order to ensure that you're taking giving kazei yitnu. Zog the Gemara, the Omer HaMeir, that's besides the din of shulchani. That's another din. But in the etzem nesina, there's a kalbin you have to be moitzev. The Omer HaMeir stated in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh yitnu kolay vele pikudim. So the Gemara learns out, K'min matbea shalei shayitze kosh bochu, mitach skisa kvoy devera ola Moshe. For Omer Lain, he told him, Zeh yitnu, cause Zeh yitnu, it has to be exact like this. Now, if you're going to have to give exact like this, we're concerned that you're lacking from the exact shear of the machza shekel. So in order to ensure that you're not lacking, so that's the pshat in this kalbin. The kalbin is to ensure that you're giving the kazei yitnu. It's the kiyum din of the kazei yitnu. Now, does Rameyer agree there's also going to be a surcharge for the shulchani's exchange? That's something else. The chachomim only say there's a din of a shulchani. They don't say there's din of kazei yitnu to ensure that you're giving a machzah shekel, you have to be moisev hechra. They say it's only a din of a surcharge. So the nafkamina right away is, if you're taking a chatzi shekel from your drawer, according to a mayor, you still have to be moisev kalbin, according to chachomim don't. Now, when you do go to a shulchani, so according to a mayor, you would have to give two kalbinos, one of them for the etzem surcharge, which he agrees to the chachomim, and one for the etzem ice and the sina, that you're giving, that you has to be to ensure that you're giving a matbea of machza shekel. It has to be kazei yitnu. So you have to be moise of a kalbin. So a meila, that's the pshat. When the Mishnah says, according to a meya, that when a person goes, even for himself, and hanois in sela, you give a sela, venoitel shekel, and you take back for yourself a machza shekel, and you also give a machza shekel, so you have to give shnei kalbonis. Why two kalbonis? One, because of the kazei yitnu aspect, the machza shekel you're giving, you have to add on the kalbon, and one is for the etzim surcharge, that he's giving you back a machza shekel. So for etzim fact that it's the service, so you're giving to the shulchani to a kong to the chachomim, it would only be one. They don't say you're adding on for the etzim, the kazei yitnu reason of the dvar Torah dekapart. When you gave the gizber a sela, which is two chatzi shekolim, little shekel to take, change a chatzi shekel back. Chayev shnei kolboinos. According to Rameyi, chayev two kolboinos. So that's what Gemara says. Omer Rabbi Lozar, this din is the Rameyi. This is according to Rameyi. The Rameyi Omer, because Rameyi holds that what? Echot shekel shu noisen. One of them, you're giving a kolbin. Why? Why are you giving a kalbin? For the shekel shunoisin, for the surcharge, for the exchange. I'm giving the gizber a kalbin because he's exchanging for me a sela for two chatzish kolim. And echod, and the other kalbin I'm giving is the dvar Torah, for the divrei Torah, for the etzim din of kazei yitnu. I'm giving a machza shekel to ensure that I'm not jipping off hektish and it's less than the kazei yitnu. I have to add on a kalbin, a hechra, to make sure that it's taka a machza shekel. The tanya, like we learned in the braisa, elu chayovim bekalbin. Meaning, kalbin echot. Tanakama says that when you give a sela and you take back a shekel for change, you only give one kalbin, because you only give the surcharge for the Dmei Shulchani. Ramei says, number one, for the surcharge, he agrees to the reason of the Tanakam of the Chachomim, but then he's Moisif. Another reason, therefore, an additional Kalboin is the Din Hechra, the Din of Ramei, to make sure that the Kazei Yitnu is indeed a Machza Shekel. So again, the first sheet of Rabbi Loza is that which it says, Nosal Set Sela Little Shekel, Yichai Shnei Kolboinus is Dafka Kongter Meir. Because according to Chachom, you'd only be Chai one Kolboin. On that comes along Rav, Zog the Gemara, Umar Rav, or Rav Omar, Omar Rav. Rav says no. Zu Divra HaKoili. Even according to Chachom, you have to give two Kolboinus. Why you have to give two Kolboinus? Zog the Gemara, the Omar Meir, you take out. The reason why even according to Chachom, you give two Kolboinus, Echod Shekel Shu Noisen. One of them is for the shekel that you are giving, the echod shekel shu noitel. Meaning, even if you're not going to say that according to Chachomim, there's a kalbin that you give to ensure that there's a kazei yitnu machza shekel and it's not any less than machza shekel, but you still have to give two. When you give a sela, there's two transactions that are taking place. when you're getting change of a machzah shekel and when you're giving a machzah shekel. So there's two surcharges that the shulchan charges you. And that's why even according to the chachomim, zok the gemara, Rav argues on Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer says that's only shitzer meir that you give to. Rav says, no, it's divrei hakol. Even according to the chachomim, you would have to give two kolbonos. One for the shekel that you took for change for yourself and one for the shekel that you're giving. Echad shekel shu noisin and another kolbon for the shekel that you're noitel. So it comes out, he says, according to Rav, even the Chacham would agree that you have to give two kolbonos. Now the Gemara says, according to this sheet of Rav, so I'll die to the Rav, according to the sheet of Rav, so it comes out, according to Rameir, it's not two, it'll come out, according to Rameir, three kolbonos. Because they have this cheshbon that we made in Chachamim, one kolbon for the receiving of a chatzis shekel, and one kolbon for the surcharge for the giving a chatzis shekel, that the Shulchan gives on your behalf. So according to the mayor, it will be three. There will be these two, plus the additional kalban that you give for the etzem machzah shekel to ensure that the machzah is a machzah, the etzem hechra. Zoktimoga al dai to the Rav, according to the sheet of Rav, so it comes out according to the mayor, it's shloishel kalbonis inun. It would have to be when you give a sella to get a chatzi shekel back and a chatzi shekel machzah you're giving, you would have to give three kalbonis. Why? One of them for the chatzi you're receiving, surcharge. One of them, a surcharge for the shulchani, for the chatzi that he's giving on your behalf. One you're receiving, one you're giving. And another additional kolbein for the etzim, because they yitnu to ensure that what you're giving is taka machta shekel and not lacking anything from the shear. According to this, the Mishnah only says two kolbeinus. So Rav would answer, the reason why it says two is we're going alibi de chachomim. Meaning we want to say lekuli alma. Lekuli alma yechayev two. The question is, are yechayev a third two? And that would be according to Rameya. So that's taka the din. Also Reb Hirmiya, and he said, in the name of Reb Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, b'shem Rav, in the name of Rav. So we see, shitas Rav is, shloisha kolboinus inun. That according to Rameya, you're taka have to give three kolboinus. What are the three? Echot shekel shu noisen. One of them for the surcharge that the shulchani takes for the shekel that he gives. And another one, ve'echot shekel shu noitel, one of them for the shekel, the chatzi shekel that he gives him a change. That's the change that he exchanges the shekel of seller for two chatzi shekelim. So two surcharges. And echot the dvar Torah, and one of them is to ensure that the machzah shekel that you're giving is kazeh yitnu, and you have to be moise ve'hechra of an additional kalbain. So that's the yisoy that we're coming out of Machloikas, Rebbe Loza, and Rav. Beshitas Remeya or Beshitas Chachomim, is the Chachomim Dafka one or is it also two? Because of the two things that are two transactions that are taking place. And according to Remeya, is it two or is it even three? Because the two surcharges and an additional Kazeh Yidnu. We'll stop over here by the Gemara, by the two dots. Ha'achin va'ashutvin shechayvin b'kalboin u'ptum b'maisa nu sugyo legabi achin and shutvin.